Gentlemen, welcome. We have maybe 10 minutes, so only three questions will be possible. And at first, I'll ask ministers, both ministers, for short speeches. Pane ministře.
Jenom bych řekl, že jsem velkým potěšením přivítal pana ministra zahraničí Španělského království. A měli jsme velmi otevřený a velmi přátelský rozhovor, kde jsme si různé stanoviska objasnili. Zjistili jsme, že jsme si mnohem blíž, než na první pohled se zdálo. A já jsem velice vděčný panu ministru Moratinosovi, že jsem přijel. I just would like to say that I was very happy about this meeting and that Minister Moratinos came to Prague. We had at one side a very open and frank and honest, but a very friendly conversation. I'm very grateful to Mr. Moratinos for his visit here, because during our conversation we found out that our points of view are much closer than it looked at the beginning, and we have both the understanding for the view of the other. But as I told, we are much closer than one has thought before, and therefore I would like to thank again for this visit, because it was very useful and very friendly.
Thank you very much. Let me first thank my dear and friend colleague, Karel Vasilvenko, for his invitation to come to Prague in my two capacities, as Spanish Foreign Minister, as Chairman in Office of the OECD. After this press conference, we'll have the opportunity to go for the opening of the Economic Forum of the OECD, and we have to thank the Czech authorities for the magnificent setting and organization for having this important meeting. On our meeting with my friend Karel Schwarzenberg, we have the opportunity to go through different issues of common interest. As he already pointed out, we had a very, very friendly discussion, debate. I informed him of my visit to Cuba. We have the same objectives. We have sometimes different approaches, but the same common goal. And I think that we are going to continue our good coordination, good exchange of view, in order that we can succeed in our common objective. So that's I think has been extremely useful. We have also discussed the situation of the so-called constitutional treaty with the same spirit of going and helping, assisting the German presidency in order that we can achieve a good result during the European Council in June. And, of course, we talk about the excellent situation of our bilateral relation on the political dialogue, on economic exchange, on cultural cooperation. And, of course, I invite my dear colleague to come to visit Spain at the beginning of next year to show that both country, both government, Czechia and Spain, are working hand by hand in many issues and many questions. And I'm very happy and very grateful for the very warm hospitality I have been offered here in Prague.
Thank you very much. And the first question, please. Yes, there.
Well, Mr. Moratinos, Gustavo Monge, Agencia EFE. You mentioned that...
please come here.
Sorry? Yes, that you have shared many common points as far as the European integration is concerned, which for me is something new, because I think we are aware of the divergence between both countries as far as this process is concerned. When you talk about affinity, what do you have in mind?
About European treaty?
Yeah.
Well, I think, as I told you, we have a very frank and constructive exchange. I mean, the two countries signed the constitutional treaty. Spain ratified, not Czechia. Now we are in a different situation. They have some countries that have difficulties to ratify the signed agreement. But the presidency is working for a way out in order that we can relaunch the whole process. Well, I think there has been already some meetings, some encounters. they have some concern of the our Czech and French. Everybody is going to take into consideration everything and every concern. From a Spanish side, we will try to get the substance to be respected, and I think through dialogue, through work together, we can achieve a common, I will say, a final result that will satisfy everybody, because what is at stake is Europe. And I can tell you that Czechia and Spain, we are working for an efficient and credible European Union, and that's what it counts. So we are working for Europe. So the way we will succeed is, I can imagine, through many discussions, many conversations, many texts, many paragraphs, and at the end, I'm sure we will succeed.
So the second question. If you can introduce yourself, please.
Kateřina Zachovalová, DPA. My question is directed at the Czech Foreign Minister. I would like to ask you for your reaction to the last week's cut of the budget for the European Missile Shield base that took place in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Já jsem na teď úplně nerozuměl.
Tak já se můžu zeptat česky, jestli.
Tady je špatná akustika, můžete, když tak ještě jednou zopakoval, ta jsou česky.
No.
Dobře. Já bych se vás chtěla zeptat, nebo chtěla bych znát vaši reakci na to, že minulý týden ve sněmovně reprezentantů byl seškrtnut rozpočet na tu evropskou základnu.
To nesouvisí tady s tím tématem nějak.
Já poprosím o otázku, která souvisí s námi.
Just a short answer. Just a short answer. That was something which didn't surprise us, because of course, if the opposition gains the chance in the parliament in any state in the world, they try to make the life of the government more difficult. So that was one of the steps. It was, by the way, only about the rockets, not about the radar. And for the radar, the money is still provided. And I think the discussion between the House of Representatives and the administration will go on. The discussion is not on its end, and we will see what the result will be.
So the last question. Where's the last question? Mr. Velišek from Czech TV.
Czech Television. Just once we are speaking about this issue, may I ask Mr. Moratinos, what's the repercussion in Europe and in Spain of this question, which seems to be quite a problem in the relationship between Europe, NATO, and on the other hand, Russia? What would your point of view be? What would your comment be?
Yes,
lo mismo quería después obtener en español, si es posible.
En
si es posible obtener una respuesta de su parte.
Hombre,
en español después de la...
First in English and then in Spanish.
No,
muy bien.
En español aparte. Aparte, en español aparte, ¿es posible? Una cuestión aparte.
Después la traduzco, sí. Okay, so when we talk about security in Czechia, security in Europe, security in the Western world, we are all in the same group. And so we have already had the opportunity during the last NATO meeting with Secretary of State of the United States, and then on the NATO-Russia Council, to develop and to discuss this issue. I think we all agree that we have to discuss, to maintain the dialogue, but I think we are, of course, all of us concerned about the whole situation and security problem that can affect Czechia and the whole European Union and, of course, the Western world.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming.
Thank you.